Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The DH, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Paul Abbott. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Raines bunts towards first. Martinez fields the ball and throws to Abbott covering. Safe. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Raines moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza throws to second for one, and Berga throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Raines scores. Thomas moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ventura takes first base on ball four. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it and throws to second for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Burks hits a line drive towards third. Espinoza reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton strikes out. One out. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kirby is hit by the pitch. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kirby is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Johnson. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lavalier strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Reigns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reigns takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Reigns moves to second. Matt Young now pitching. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Bell reaches second base with a double. Johnson throws the ball into Ventura, who tags Bell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Lavalier for a passed ball. Martinez moves to second. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza takes first base on ball 4. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Martinez scores. Espinoza moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Junior Ortiz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Espinoza scores. Firmin moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Firmin moves to third. Ortiz moves to second. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kirby is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kirby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ventura strikes out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga strikes out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lavalier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Young fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Young. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cora is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cora bunts in front of the plate. Ortiz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Guillen moves to third. Raines moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill strikes out. 1 out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Espinoza hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Furman hits a pop-up into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ventura strikes out. 1 out. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Burks moves to second. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lavalier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ortiz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lofton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ortiz moves to second. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kirby bunts towards the mound. Alvarez fields it and throws to third for the out. Lofton moves to second. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to third. Kirby moves to second. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cora is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cora bunts towards the mound. Slocum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Guillen moves to third. Raines moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Raines moves to third. Cora moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez fields it, throws to home for 1. And back over to first, double play. Cora moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Cook now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson hits a line drive towards the mound. Cook can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Cook. Johnson moves to second. Mike Lavalier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Johnson. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Johnson steals third. Mike Lavalier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lavalier is 0 for 3 in the game. Lavalier hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ortiz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Firmin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Firmin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Firmin takes first base on ball 4. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ortiz is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Ortiz bunts towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ortiz for the out. Firmin moves to second. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Firmin moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kirby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Firmin scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0-for-3 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kirby moves to third. Jeff Swartz now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeremy Hernandez now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Cora bunts towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. Raines moves to third. Two outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento pinch hits for Carlos Martinez. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sorrento hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Burks. Sorrento reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jefferson pinch hits for Glenallan Hill. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Sorrento moves to third. Alvaro Espinoza batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Espinoza is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Espinoza hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sorrento tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jefferson. The throw from Lavalier and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. Two outs. Felix Firmin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Furman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Furman hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Sorrento now playing first base. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.